Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, sadly, during 4th of July festivities, we had another mass shooting. And at least six people died, dozens of others injured, when a young male, got onto the rooftop of one of the stores, had his rifle, and decided to shoot down people enjoying the 4th of July festivities during a beautiful morning afternoon in Highland Park, Illinois. Many of you have asked, was this a hate crime? As the suburb of Chicago was very highly populated by Jews, and some Jews were among those that were killed. They're investigating that. The online trail of suspect Robert Bobby Cremo III, he's known as Awake the Rapper. Very disturbing type stuff. I was able to find a video before, I apologize, I'm fixing my mic. I was able to find a video prior to everybody kind of starting to take things down. And I get it, because you don't want to honor the victim. You don't want the victim to get more notoriety. But he was at large. And when we got alerts that this guy is out there, and this is what he looks like, we're trying to find him, then of course the media is going to post his picture, the media is going to post whatever we know. And it's interesting, because he obviously had not so much for the killing, but in his videos, he had somebody do the videography. There's somebody that took the videos of him. And I'm not saying he's an accomplice by any means, whoever did this. But he wasn't so much a loner. This person, if you look at some of the videos, he, put a lot of thought and artistry into these videos and put a lot of violent content in there. You see one where there's flashing lights on his chest, like he's getting shot by the police. He'll stand by the American flag. But you hear in a lot of the videos, you don't see a lot of, I haven't heard any of his lyrics yet, but a lot of these videos are just music, and very kind of the same music. And there's these scenes of him in class, or him getting shot, or there's graphic cartoons of people getting killed. I think there was one of a beheading. So you have somebody like this that has been posting this stuff for a while. I think his online footprint's been around for years. And only now people are noticing, because he killed at least six people, injured multiple others. So, authorities are trying to piece together what happened. His father, when you go on Facebook, I think now they probably took it down, but Robert Cremo II was somebody who was in Highland Park as well. I think he ran for mayor, lost, was a business owner, and seemed to be, an active member of the community. And so, what went wrong with this kid? This kid was 22 years old. We hear that he would be kind of what's the word for it, where... Well, he would drive around the neighborhood, and he would, I guess, have his music loud, and I guess he wrote on his car. I can't say the word, because it was, but he had a vehicle that had written across the back, vagina mobile, except I can't use the word, but it wasn't the word vagina, it was a word with the letter P. All right. I mean, why would he do that? Did he think he was did so many people call him the P word? That he just calls it that? Is he looks like, though, he was trying to get attention. This, the profile of this Robert Cremo III, or this Bobby Cremo III suspect, looks like he wanted attention. And he wanted to be known, he wanted to be famous. He was loud about him going around the neighborhood. He had, like I said, his car. He wanted the attention. And what concerns me is maybe he wanted attention so much that he felt like if he went to the dark side, he'd get more of it. Now, everybody's like, oh, nobody should mention his name. Nobody should give him any more notoriety than he has. Again, he was at large for a period of time, and now we're trying to figure out, we want to stop the next shooter. And so I understand you don't want to let these people think that they're getting idolized and they're going to be famous and go down in history. But sadly, when we're trying to profile and figure out who he was and also train, you know, neighbors and other people to look for signs, whoever did this guy's videos, whoever worked with him to make some of this content, don't you think they should have seen the signs and maybe said something? I mean, look like some red flags to me. I've tried to look up what the symbol is. There's one of the videos that he has a very, very odd symbol. And it's, somebody says that they think the symbol has something to do with an extreme far-right Finnish group called Suomen Sisu. But Kreemo never really seems to mention it, so we don't know if he's a part of it. He has a cartoon called Toy Soldier, which opens with a student texting in class as Kreemo can be heard rapping, and then he screams, blank this world with the F word, and then there's images of a heavily armed shooter entering the school, opening fire, him battling the police. So it's almost like this guy fantasized about being a criminal. He fantasized, and again, he's only the suspect. He's innocent until proven guilty, but it seems like he fantasized for a while about being chased by police. And so when people ask, is this a hate crime? Did he hate Jews? I haven't thus seen, quote-unquote, anti-Semitic video or anti-Semitic content. So I think it just, his family lived in Highland Park. His father was there in Highland Park, ran for mayor. I don't know if necessarily this was so much a hate crime. Maybe he was anti-Semitic. Maybe he wanted to kill a bunch of Jews. I don't know. But it seems to me that his primary motive for the suspect is that he wanted attention. And he wanted to be involved in a very publicized shootout. Now, it sounds like when they did find him in his Honda Fit, 2010 Honda Fit, it seemed to be uneventful. I don't think there was a shootout. He actually left his weapon after he shot these, you know, individuals that were attending the parade. But thank God, you know, last thing we would want is any more, casualties. But this is a guy, rather than being a loner, this is somebody who really wanted attention and wanted notoriety. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the suspect, Bobby Cremo III, was seen at Trump rallies, one of which he was dressed as Where's Waldo. And one of my listeners wants me to comment on why nobody's talking about how he was a Trump supporter. And it's interesting how immediately politics comes into play. You know, obviously, this is something that is going to be plastered. In fact, I've already seen the pictures of him with a Trump flag and him at the Trump rally. But as a physician and from the psychology of things, I need to kind of explain something to you before the country gets even more divided than it is. Okay? I don't know if we have a whole list of every single mass shooter and every single criminal and who their political affiliations were. If we did, I am sure it's going to be a very hefty mixture of liberal and conservative. We just don't necessarily ask people. Many of them are dead because they, do a mass shooting and then they commit suicide or they get involved in a shootout. But this gentleman, because, you know, his online footprint has now been picked up, and now the pictures are getting plastered all over the place. It's interesting because, you know, the authorities block the social media accounts so people can't hack and post and things like that, but then it gets all over anyway. But when you have somebody who attends a rally or attends a political figure, and then they end up doing a horrific, horrendous, disgusting, evil crime, allegedly, that in no way means that that person was was under the direction of that politician, like the subway shooter. He had kind of voiced some of his politics, sounded like he was more left-leaning. I'm not going to say Biden caused him to do that. I'm not, you know, and I know some people are like, well, you know, there was a lot of divide, and so, you know, certain presidents caused more divide. When somebody decides to kill somebody, that's them. If they think they hear voices from Biden or Trump, that's them. So, you know, the other thing, too, is the psychological makeup of this Bobby Cremo. For him to dress up as Where's Waldo, I mean, he wanted to stand out. He wanted people to notice him. And so when you have it's very interesting. There is a psychological picture of some, and it doesn't mean they're all evil. But there are some that always like the underdog, or they always like the extreme or the fringe or whatever. And so you'll see this in football games where there will be I think Al Michaels kind of made fun of her a little bit. But there was, I don't know if it was an Eagle-Dallas game or something. I forget what it was. And there was a woman in a Miami Dolphins shirt. And Al Michaels said, this woman doesn't know where she is, or something. He made some joke to that effect. And we were all laughing because she was sitting there. We don't know who she was rooting for. She was wearing a Miami Dolphins shirt, and that's not even where what was going on. That wasn't even the game. We were nowhere near Florida with this game. But some people, they want to stand out, or they want to still support the, you know, outliers or the, that doesn't mean they're evil. You know, there are many people out there that want to, that are attracted to the extremes. Now, in terms of shooters and in terms of killers, they, you know, may tend to be on the fringe of things. That doesn't mean they're going to support one political candidate or another, but they might be attracted to the underdog, because they felt like the underdog. They weren't one of the popular kids. They might feel attracted to people who are hated. You know, Trump got a lot of hate. He got a lot of love, but he also got a lot of hate. And so, you know, many times you'll see some of these people find themselves aligning with that sort of the recipient of that attitude, so then they could feel like they could fuel their cause. So when you have somebody that wants to fight and be let's say like revolutionary, then they are going to try to align with the underdog part. Like, we are expecting, you know, some people to completely lose it and commit crimes. Not everybody. So other people are peacefully protesting, but because the Roe v. Wade overturned. So there's going to be some people that are going to be, you know, I am so, so mad at what happened with this, that's my excuse. That's my fuel. Do I think Donald Trump fueled this mass killing? No, I don't. I don't. This is somebody who wanted to kill his fellow neighbors, and he wanted to become famous, and he wanted to stand out. Where's Waldo? Right? With the glasses, he got the glasses, he got the hat, he got the shirt. Also, another thing is his tattoos, his body art. He has body art that is very very noticeable. He didn't want the body art hidden under clothes. It's on his neck. He wanted to be noticed. And I know people are saying, oh, you know, he tried to, you know, hide out, and he tried to. No, you know, he also had, you know, he colored his hair blue. People are like, well, color your hair blue. Isn't that liberal? Not always. You know, some people are coloring their hair blue for red, white, and blue. Who knows? But, you know, when you have somebody that wants to find a cause and find a reason to hate, they are going to pick a side that they feel are marginalized. And, you know, we saw this with the riots, sadly, where, you know, people felt like they were, you know, victimized by police. And so they felt that they then had that right to fire back, to burn buildings, things like that. And so the psychology of these killers, and it's a fascinating topic, but it's also a very scary one, because then you start to think, oh gosh, maybe I know somebody like that, and I know somebody like that. But I'm like right now looking at a picture of him. It looks like he drew him pointing a gun to somebody where the person is dead and or down on the ground, and then somebody else is like begging for their life. He wanted people to fear him. He wanted to be this deity or this entity, this figure in his head. That doesn't necessarily mean that he, you know, wanted to be, you know, a president or something like that. So I get that there's going to be now a lot of pictures, and there, trust me, there will. The media is going to definitely talk about how he went to a Trump rally. But we need to be very, very careful, because you know, how many other people that have committed violent crimes liked a particular candidate? You know? I mean, John Hinckley Jr. tried to kill Ronald Reagan. We're guessing it's because he was not conservative. Do we blame, you know, the Jimmy Carter campaign? You know, do we blame... I know he went up against Mondale, but I forget who he went up against. I have to double... I'm losing my history. Yeah, I think maybe the first one was Carter, and then the second one was Mondale. I got to double check. But do we blame their campaigns for John Hinckley Jr. trying to kill the president? Somebody might say, oh, you should. We don't. We go, the guy was a whack job. Now, before this guy pleads insanity... Trust me, any mass murderer is insane. This guy had the ability to, he had levels of competency. And I think he should be tried and, you know, and if found guilty, you know, the book thrown at him. But in terms of, oh, you know, he lost his mind, this looked like it was well planned. This looked like it was calculated. This looked like what's the word for it when they're not only malice, but in terms of you know, a planning process. When you have somebody that takes this sort of time, and then he knows how to dress as well, where's Waldo for a rally, he knows how to put together a video, he draws, he has, you know, I think, yes, he probably has levels of insanity, but in terms of competency, and is he competent enough to stand trial? Absolutely. So they better not try to say, okay, well, you know, he just needs to be in a mental ward. He had levels of competency in order to figure out how to navigate this. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Moody's Analytics is reporting Americans are starting to spend their savings they accumulated over the first 2 years of the pandemic. From the start of the pandemic to the end of 2021, U.S. households built up $2.7 trillion in extra savings. The COVID-19 lockdown kept people at home with nowhere to spend money, but now it's being used to offset inflation's ugly costs. A suspect has been apprehended in the 4th of July parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. A crazed 22-year-old, police say, is to blame. Robert Cremo was arrested a few hours after running away from the scene. Local resident at the event, Warren Freed, was on Fox News and wants to know why.
We want to know why someone with a neurological who wasn't right, who lived in our community, didn't get the support and resources that my children are getting right now.
USA Radio News. President Zelensky of Ukraine congratulated the United States on Monday for celebrating our independence. Russian President Vladimir Putin blew off President Biden. A woman convicted of murder gets a pardon from Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom of California.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, before the holiday weekend, issued a pardon to Sarah Cruzan. She's a victim of teen sex trafficking who spent nearly two decades in prison for killing her abuser. Cruzan was 16 when she was tried as an adult. She was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole in 1995 for killing George Gilbert Howard as he tried to sexually assault her. Cruzan's sentence was commuted to 25 to life by then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2010, only to be resentenced 3 years later to a term of 19 to life. That was followed by her release after serving 18 years by then-Governor Jerry Brown. Cruzan has since become a national advocate for prison reform. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So over the holiday weekend, people were ticked. Oh, they were ticked off. And so some of you have reached out going, why the hell aren't telemedicine companies giving the COVID medications? We are in a huge peak and spike of COVID cases, and you call a telemedicine company. Some of you are actually spending money on the telemedicine visit, only to be told you got to go and see somebody in person. When if you do have COVID, you've been told by urgent cares not to come in and make other people sick. So as I've told you guys before, what's been happening is, all right, telemedicine, fantastic platform for you to get a hold of a doctor on a holiday. And I worked over the holiday. When you get a doctor on a holiday weekend, when your doctor's closed, to be able to talk to somebody and get some advice. That's what telemedicine is for. Some of you guys might get an additional bonus and actually get medications for things like pink eye, ear infections, things like that, which, again, there's guidelines allowing that, but oftentimes doctors are like, I really want somebody to see your ear because I can't see it from here. But people are able to get antibiotics. They're able to get refills of medications online. Telemedicine platforms provide an amazing service. But as I said before, people got a little spoiled. And many people were even yelling at me. Not my listeners. My listeners are really, really good. But patients. Going, why did I pay the company? I'm like, I don't get involved in that. I don't make any different money based on what your condition is. I'm just here to take care of you and give you advice. Because they would, over the weekend, call. They would test positive at home for COVID and want the medication. Well, don't get mad at your telehealth company. Get mad at the FDA. The FDA, even though I'm very grateful they approved the drug, all right, has not really, you know, been very, or the media hasn't, shall we say, explained to everybody how high maintenance and how complex the drug, especially Paxlovid, is. Paxlovid is much more ubiquitous in pharmacies than molnupiravir. Molnupiravir, I think, had, and again, don't quote me, I think it was like 35% efficacy in preventing hospitalization, but the Paxlovid was above 85, I think. So more people want the Paxlovid. They want the Pfizer drug. And I have to admit, it looks like it works amazingly. But the problem with Paxlovid is if you do have kidney issues, if you have liver issues, then the provider needs to know about it. If you're on a medication, like I said, a statin, antidepressant, antiarrhythmic, Viagra, you may not qualify. So many telemedicine companies tell the doctors you cannot, and the providers, don't be giving this online because there's no way for you to vet the person properly, which I agree with. I agree. You should not get it online unless we know that you're not pregnant. We know that your liver's healthy, your kidney healthy. Now, why? Well, according to this, there is important dosing information for patients with renal impairment. If you have moderate renal impairment, if you have mild to moderate renal impairment, then the dosage, there's no dosage for mild renal impairment. But once you get to moderate renal impairment, your GFR greater than 30 and less than 60 mils per minute, then your Paxlovid is cut to a different dose. Well, a lot of you guys do have renal impairment. You have diabetes, you have high blood pressure, you have been on anti-inflammatories. So how is a doctor online supposed to make that judgment call if they don't know your blood work? Then, it is not recommended for people with severe renal impairment. So if your eGFR is under 30 mils per minute, you can't get it. In terms of hepatic impairment, it is not recommended for patients with severe hepatic impairment. No dosage change is needed if you have mild to moderate, but if you have severe, can't take it. And then, as I said, with the with the drugs, there's a lot of drugs that you can't take. You can't take it with colchicine for gout. You can't take it with your statin medications. You can't take it with certain migraine medications, opioid antagonists, Viagra. If you're on St. John's Wort, you can't take it. So for those of you frustrated that you're spending money, you know, calling telemedicine, remember what telemedicine is doing. Man, I knew people would get spoiled. When telemedicine first came out, people were like, wow, this is amazing. I could talk to you on Christmas. I noticed 3 Christmases in, people were rude. They wanted their Z-Pack, and if they couldn't get it, they would be mean. And I'm like, Merry Christmas. We're not supposed to give you a Z-Pack for this. You know, there's antibiotic resistance and, you know, the CDC has guidelines. We have guidelines in telemedicine. And so a lot of people were getting very, very frustrated, and they are frustrated because they test positive at home. The other thing, too, is the FDA says this is not for anybody that doesn't test positive. So when somebody calls up going, yep, I tested positive, that's not the proof the FDA needs. They need to actually know that it was done. How do we know that's not your grandma's test or your neighbor's test? So the one thing about telemedicine is even though most pay for the doctor's malpractice, there's huge liability and doctors have to practice within the standard of care. The second somebody takes Paxlovid has a side effect, they're going to go after the doctor. or the medical provider. And if the medical provider didn't do everything by the book, they're going to be in trouble. So I get that people are frustrated. I'm not saying this to make fun of you guys, because I get it. You're paying money. Some of you are paying some of these companies a lot of money. And then, you're positive for COVID just for the person to say you got to go and get seen. I get that it's frustrating. But remember what telemedicine is for. Telemedicine gives you a doctor at 10 o'clock at night at your house, gives you a doctor on a holiday, and you are able to talk to the doctor. The doctor can let you know, look, be prepared for this. You're on certain medication. There might be a contraindication. We need to find out that you're not pregnant. If you're short of breath, just go to the hospital and get taken care of for that. So the doctor can still give advice, even if they can't necessarily prescribe the medications. But for those of you on a very, very limited budget, if you want something very, very specific, keep in mind the telemedicine doctor might not be able to necessarily do that if there's all these FDA rules. The other thing that is a complete about face and 180 degree turn is the idea of you having to now go in and walk around somewhere when you're COVID positive. So when you had COVID, you were told early 2020, don't go anywhere because you're going to spread it. Well, sadly, people got sicker at home and died. And I'm like, look, if you're having trouble breathing, you get your butt into an urgent care ER. That's what they're there for. And people would say, oh, the urgent cares say, don't come here, don't come here. Doctor's offices, don't come here. Well, I get that. But if you're getting sicker, we don't want you to die. And sadly, I think a lot of people died that didn't have to because they thought they couldn't go anywhere and they had to stay home. And I'm like, if you're short of breath, you've got to get seen. And that message wasn't necessarily, sent because hospitals were overwhelmed and, the other thing that wasn't talked about enough, which I talked about, is how African Americans or black individuals or darker skinned individuals might not have the same reading or accuracy of their pulse ox. So somebody might go, oh, your pulse ox is still okay, but it's altered by the pigment in their skin. So there was a lot of things we need to fix. But for those of you going, wait a second, so now you're telling me the only way for me to get a medication is in person? The main way to get the medication that the FDA was hoping is that you contact your doctor over the phone. Your doctor has your blood work. Your doctor has your medications, knows you front and back, and then could write it. But if you haven't gone to a doctor and you haven't had blood work, no, you're not going to be able to have somebody just call it in. Now, I understand there might be some new companies saying, okay, we will call it in and vet you over 15 minutes and all that. So there might be, but most telemedicine companies, it's no, you got to be seen in person. And so for those of you that are sick with COVID, being told you got to be seen in person, you might need to call the urgent care first and let them know, look, I want to get a therapeutic. The idea that Biden said test and treat, where the pharmacy will test you and then hand you the medication, I don't know where that's happening, because again, that means the pharmacist has to know your blood work, make sure you're not pregnant, etc. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a mom who is vegan has been found guilty of murder for the death of her 18-month-old child, son, because he was only 17 pounds when he died in 2019 as she fed him a very strict diet of fruit, vegetables, but he also got breast milk. And so she's been convicted now of first-degree murder. Shira O'Leary, 39 years old, was convicted of a jury in Cape Coral, Florida, on Tuesday after a week-long trial. This happened last week. And she is now facing life behind bars and will be sentenced on July 25th. Why? Because her son Ezra died in 2019 from complications caused by malnutrition. Doctors found he hadn't been fed for a week by the time he died in September 2019. Sheila and her husband has also been charged with murder and is waiting trial. They called 911 after Ezra stopped breathing. This is so tragic. Paramedics pronounced the toddler dead at the scene. They also examined the couple's older three children. The pair were charged in December 2019 after Ezra's cause of death was revealed. According to Daily Mail, no photographs have ever been released showing what state the child was in when he died. Prosecutors at Sheila's trial described an emaciated child who constantly cried. They said she chose to disregard his cries. She didn't need to scale to see his bones. She didn't need a scale to hear his cry. The couple also had a three-year-old and a five-year-old who were severely malnourished. Their skin was yellow. One suffered from poor dental hygiene, and their teeth were black. Sheila also had an 11-year-old daughter from a previous relationship, and her health was considerably better than that of the other kids. Police believe it was down to the fact that the girl visited her father in a different state regularly, so the father fed her well. The three children were fed a diet, the ones that were malnourished, that were consisted mostly of mangoes, bananas, avocados, and rambutans. It's unclear if they ever saw a doctor or dentist. Ezra was born at home, had never been to a physician, so probably also no vaccines. According to police, on the day he died, the toddler had been nursing when he started to struggle to breathe. Instead of calling for help, the parents said they went to sleep. By the time they woke up, they found him, you know, not breathing. So there's been a lot of debate on babies and toddlers being fed vegan. And even though mom's breast milk, you know, is, you know, supposed to have proteins and things like that, if she's malnourished and not getting the essential proteins because she's vegan, then not a lot of that is going to obviously make it to the baby. And sadly, I think many people that, you know, feel they follow vegan diets might not be actually following vegan diets to a T. You know, they may think they're vegan or say, oh, yeah, I'm vegan, but they don't, you know, have the other, you know, classic nutrients. And then when it comes to a baby, you want to make sure that baby has the most balanced diet because they do need grains, which I don't believe is against a vegan diet. They do need adequate carbohydrates that they're not getting just from fruits. They really need essential amino acids. And you know, they need calcium from dairy. They need a whole slew of things, which is why we introduce table foods, but also why, you know, with breast milk, if we don't think they're getting enough with breast milk, I think, is ideal if mom has an adequate diet. If mom doesn't have an adequate diet, then we recommend formula when they're under 12 months. When they're over 12 months, we recommend, you know, a balanced diet. And, you know, cow's milk is low in iron. So when you go, okay, well, I gave the baby milk, yeah, they might be getting calcium, but we need to make sure they're getting enough, you know, enough iron. They actually want meat, poultry, fish, enriched grains, beans, tofu introduced to children. So they have more iron-rich meals. Also, they want vitamin C, like tomatoes, broccolis, oranges, strawberries, because vitamin C will improve the body's iron absorption. Many toddlers have iron-fortified cereal. But, you know, again, if they're not getting that, you know, from mangoes, then they won't get it. In terms of calories, toddlers need 1,000 to 1,400 calories a day, depending on their size, age, and activity level, according to kidshealth.org. So they might not be just getting that from, you know, some avocado and from, yeah, and I guess I get avocado has some healthy fats. I get that. But apparently for this particular child, it wasn't enough. Now, some of you will say, I've known children who have gotten, you know, vegan diets and they've been fine. And maybe some of them are, but when you have somebody struggling, you have to intervene. So, you know, for example, I wanted to exclusively breastfeed both my kids. I had to abandon that goal right away when my children were born struggling. I mean, they thank God I got to take them home. They were healthy, but they were struggling because I had oligohydramnios and I had a placenta that, like, was hard as a brick. We don't know what happened. I just had placental insufficiency where they just weren't getting enough nutrients no matter how much I ate. and what I gave him. And so when the breast milk wasn't coming in that quickly, I'm like, give the kid nutrients. Hand me some Similac. I'll give the kid some formula. Because, again, what it's about is your child being healthy. And I think what happens is some people abandon that because they mix the priorities up for their goals. They believe so much in one goal that they just don't see around it. So I think the mom might have, you know, struggled a little bit with some mental illness. Because one is, you didn't notice, you know, your goal is a healthy baby. I get that you wanted a vegan diet for the baby to be healthy. But is it that you got so obsessed with veganism that, one, you did it wrong, and, two, you malnourished your child? And I don't know what her husband was thinking, what the dad was thinking also. And so, you know, and I see that with politics. You see people where, you know, where you explain the logic of both sides, which is why I love the moderates and the more centrist sometimes, because, you know, when you know, you're trying to explain to somebody, you know, well, look, you know, this actually may be, you know, what's going on. This might be a consequence. I'm not going to hear about it. Just this is right. This is left. And you know, sometimes you need to kind of stop, see the forest from the trees, and go, what exactly is your goal? And so, you know, sadly, you know, toddlers and you know, their nutrition, suggested daily servings include 1 serving of fruit, 2.5 servings of vegetables, 1.5 servings of dairy, 4 servings of grain, 1 serving of lean meats, nuts, legumes. You know, in terms of the CDC has some of the, you know, some of the real good resources, and they talk about foods and drinks for 6 to 12 months old, and, you know, in terms of eating, you know, and in terms of balance. And so American Academy of Pediatrics also has guidelines. So I don't know what these parents were thinking, you know. According to American Academy of Pediatrics, they're supposed to get 1 ounce of meat, 2 or 3 tablespoons of beans. 2 tablespoons of vegetable, 2 tablespoons of fruit, 1 quarter slice of bread. And they give lists, and they give options, but if you're not taking your child into a doctor, and then you know, and they're not, then, you know, because we physicians, we screen for malnourishment. They say a general feeding guide is a child between ages 1 and 3 should get 40 calories for every inch of height. So a toddler who measures 32 inches should be taking an average of 1,300 calories a day. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.